Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country show. This is Greg Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo and our great producer Eric Reinert. And Joseph, I'm going to assume here that this is from No Escape.
No, we're switching.
Oh, Broke Down Palace.
Nope. Oh. We're going to talk about that one shortly. But this is Angie Mattson singing Cold Soul from And Soon the Darkness.
Haven't seen that yet.
Of course, what's her name? I can't think of her name right now. But the guy from Star Trek as well is in it. It's
Chris Pine?
The other guy. The other guy with the black hair. Wow, this is terrible.
Film critic extraordinaire.
I'm sorry. Ryan Reynolds' girlfriend is in it. Not Blake Lively.
Scarlett Johansson?
No, the other one.
He has another one?
Isn't it? I don't remember. Anyway, I don't know if it is.
Alanis Morissette?
No, the one from... anyway.
Wait, his girlfriend and... They dated her in real life?
I think
or
so. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Are you talking
I'm going to backtrack and say, that song was from And Soon the Darkness. It's a movie with a bunch of great actors in it. You can look it up.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard. Thank you.
That's Johnny Depp's girlfriend.
Johnny Depp's. Okay, Depp's someone's wife, right? Wife, girlfriend.
I think they got married. Yeah.
Maybe they did. Okay, well, I don't like Johnny Depp.
I like him. So Joseph thumbs down on Johnny. I think he's great.
But that movie is set in, I think, is it Argentina or Brazil?
Something like that. Carl Urban.
Yeah, Carl Urban. That's who I was thinking of. Sorry. Yeah. So, yes, it is a really good movie, and they die.
Argentina.
They're escaping kidnappers in that movie. So that's one of the many ways that you can die in another country. That is way 92. Yeah. On Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country show, to die by kidnappers in Argentina or Brazil.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to be careful there. And another way that you can be in harm's way out here, at least, is if your car breaks down on the side of the road. So you want to make sure that doesn't happen, get your scheduled maintenances, all that taken care of. And the place to do that is Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair right here in Phoenix at 3310 East Thomas Road. Give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or visit them online at alexandersautorepair.com.
Yes, and again, it is Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country.
Yeah.
We're celebrating the release of No Escape.
No Escape.
And we want to thank everyone who's joining us on Meerkat, watching us and tuning into our After Dark segments during the break when you can see all the shenanigans that happen behind the scenes. Right now, we've got 24 people. We have had 255 people so far.
Very good.
So they're popping in and out.
Wow, we're not even done with the first hour.
Yeah, we're not even done with the first hour. We're already halfway to our cap last 2 weeks was
the ratings are going up.
Yeah, the ratings are going up. We're getting great ratings.
Absolutely.
So tell all your friends and go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and you've got a link on there, or just look us up at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat.
Yeah.
And, of course, because Breakthrough Entertainment is the only place that you can hear a lot of the stars, so not the only place, but one of the only places you can hear a lot of the stars from No Escape, the movie that we are celebrating today.
Sure.
So, Eric, I'm going to ask you to cue up letter A there. Of course, Owen Wilson is the star of not only No Escape, but also the movie that we celebrated last week, She's Funny That Way, that we're going to hear Greg share his thoughts a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But here is what Owen Wilson has to say about the appeal of No Escape.
I just thought it was an exciting story, the idea of a guy kind of taking his family to start a new job in some foreign country, and, you know, a revolution breaks out during their arrival, and then they're just sort of trying to survive.
Yeah, so again, they're just trying to survive. They're not trying to combat this. They're trying to escape. So that's, again, how I said that earlier.
But there is no escape.
Well, we'll see. You'll have to see the movie. Again, I don't want to reveal the ending because it might upset people. Now, also, Lake Bell, if they are escaping, or if they're trying to escape at the very least, it's still a very physical role, right?
Yeah.
Lake Bell was not quite prepared for the physicality of her role in No Escape.
The physicality of it was more challenging than I thought. That said... The emotionality and the physicality kind of are mixed up in a ball of each other with each scene, because you are also dealing with these kids. So immediately, you know, if you were scared, you would already be scared in many of these circumstances, but then to have two sweet, innocent, kind, and sensitive little beings with you, it makes everything so much more complicated and layered and just profound.
Yes, and of course, Lake Bell was just seen in Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp. Did you watch that, Eric?
I think that's on Netflix. It's an episodic thing?
Yes, I think there's 8 episodes, I think.
Okay.
Nah, I'm watching Fargo now.
Fargo?
Oh, I didn't care for that one.
That's not the movie, the TV show.
I know, didn't care for the TV show.
It's a great TV show.
I disagree.
Yeah, you probably watched 15 minutes of the first episode.
No, I watched like 2 or 3 episodes and I gave up.
15 minutes of 2 or 3 episodes.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I could see why you would give up if you only watched 15 minutes of each episode.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I got completely confused, you know? I was just like totally lost. Lost in Fargo. But someone who's not lost is Pierce Brosnan. Again, his character's a little bit mysterious in No Escape. He just keeps popping up. When the family most needs him.
He just jumps up and everyone's like, it's Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hi, I'm here.
That's pretty much. So I'm not going to tell you exactly, you know, what his character is, but here he's going to give you a little bit of an idea of what his character does in the film.
He's just a desolate kind of human being, a man who is more than the sum of his parts in some ways, and really is kind of soulless, heartless, and yet a very joyous fellow because he loves what he does. His own morality is tested within this story, and he comes shining through as a really good guy and somebody who's got heart and soul because of the family. And that really appealed to me.
Yeah, he's got some great scenes in this movie.
So Pierce is also a joyous fellow.
Yeah?
He is. With great facial hair. I mean, great
facial hair. Wow. Greg likes the hair, doesn't he?
Getting even more personal.
Wow.
But I wouldn't give for chest hair like that.
Okay.
Why do you want chest hair?
No, I don't. I already have chest hair.
He likes other people with chest hair.
No. I want to have that type of chest hair versus what I have right now.
Do you like women with chest hair?
Oh, gosh. More of a teen, not a teen, a wolf type of situation here.
Do you like women with facial hair?
Man. You see those ones with mustaches sometimes. It's pretty scary.
Oh, we just lost. Oh, wow. We're down to 13 people on Meerkat now. It's probably to
chest
stop
hair
talking
dog.
About chest hair here on Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in
We will
country.
Have to teach our friends there about sarcasm.
Right. Well, of course, the writer of No Escape is Drew Dowdle. He's got this interesting story. He and his brother, John Eric Dowdle, wrote this film.
Yeah.
And they came up with the idea for the film many, 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 many years ago, pretty much when they were kids.
We had a big traveling family, and we went all over the world, and we had two younger sisters that we kind of based the characters on, but we spent a lot of time in Asia, and we'd have thoughts like, you know, what if something terrible happened, and what if, you know, what if we didn't, you know, our parents weren't here, or the embassy wasn't close, or those kind of ideas we thought were really compelling because, you know, we travel, you know, people travel all over the world, and you don't really know how safe you are a lot of the time, and we like the simplicity of the story of just, you know, when something happens that's, you know, when a situation happens that you don't know how to handle and you're in a foreign country and you don't know the language, it's really, I don't know, it creates such an obstacle. And this story was one that was very linear in that it all happens in basically a day and a half. And we just love the simplicity of it.
Yeah, and again, that's what we're going to hear from our next guest in our next segment, Bailey Reichert from DontDieAbroad.com. Okay. We're going to find out, you know, because there are many ways that you can die in another country.
Yeah.
And it's just very simple, right?
Yeah,
very simple.
Absolutely.
So we're going to find out how you can not necessarily avoid that, but chances,
you know, be
diminished.
Safe.
Yeah,
be aware safe. Of
you got to prepare.
Some things.
Right. Yeah. And of course, John Eric Dowdle is the not only the writer but also the director of No Escape, and he he has told us a little bit about the conception. Of course, when just a few years ago, let's hear that.
In I think it was 2007, my dad and I went to Thailand to travel, And like 2 days before we got on the plane, you know, I read in the news there was a coup in Thailand and they'd overthrown the prime minister. And I called my dad. I was like, is this a problem? Should we cancel the trip? And he's like, oh, no, it's a peaceful coup. It's fine. And so we went and there was this heightened militarization. And it just got me thinking of like, what would I do if this wasn't a peaceful coup? What if this was a bad coup? And what if I happened to bring kids with me? And I, you know, I spent the whole time like I'd hide there and then I'd jump across that and then I'd do this and I'd get to the embassy and, you know, and I drove my dad crazy. And then, you know, as soon as I got back, I called Drew and the two of us just started, you know, beating the story out.
Yeah, and there, we didn't hear it in these clips, but I read online that Owen Wilson was almost detained because there was a coup an uprising right after this movie rep shooting, and Owen Wilson, someone gave him something, and he was wearing it, and he didn't quite understand that it was like a bad thing, like a rebel type of you know, I don't remember if it was like a necklace or a shirt, right, or something like that, or a pin. He put it on. People saw him wearing it, and the government just like panicked, and they wanted to detain him. He had already left, but you know, so he basically barely made it out of the country because they were not happy.
So we would have had to really send Liam Neeson.
Yes, we would have had to send
Eric
Liam Neeson
would have
out.
Been happy if that would have happened.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. Why do you have two phones?
No, that's I'm reading other comments. We've got a bunch of technology.
What, did you borrow a second phone?
No, this is my dumb phone.
Did you swipe the phone?
We got our webcam and our dumb phone. But yes, and again, thank you for watching us on Meerkat. Go to Meerkat, and we are at Breakthrough Entertainment, or you can check us out on Facebook. Go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F.
Yes.
And, of course, you can also hear us on KPHX 1480 AM if you are in Phoenix.
Or online at 1480kphx.com.
Or using your KPHX 1480 app.
Yeah, absolutely. And some other fun facts about the movie, as Joseph said, first non-comedic role for Owen Wilson since Behind Enemy Lines, which was 2001. We were still in high school when that came out. Michelle Monaghan was originally cast to play his wife, but because the movie got delayed, and we'll talk about that in a second, she had to drop out due to pregnancy. So Lake Bell, of course, came in. This film originally supposed to be called The Coup. And it was going
coup.
To be...
Coup,
Dave.
C-O-U-P?
Yeah.
Coup.
The P is silent.
Coup. Okay. Yeah, I didn't say that.
But Joseph knows all about chicken coops.
Yes, I do.
That's true, and ducks. March 6th, so, you know, much earlier this year, it was supposed to originally come out and, of course, got delayed. And then, of course, during production, there was a fire that damaged part of the set there in northern Thailand. So some interesting stuff, a lot of behind-the-scenes things in movies, and, you know, we'll talk about a little more with some other films that we review here in the next couple weeks.
Absolutely. And, of course, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country, and we're going to help you avoid dying in another country. In our next segment, after the break, we're going to hear a little bit from Bailey Reichert from DontDieAbroad.com. But before that, we need to hear a little bit from Fernando Velasquez's score,
Fernando.
The end titles to The Impossible. Of course, that was on my Best of the Year list a couple years ago, Naomi Watts. So
that's a good movie.
12th Way to Die in Another Country is by Tsunami in... Where was that? Where was The Impossible? Thailand.
Like
Thailand.
Bali or something.
Thailand.
Okay. Yeah. So, interesting stuff there. We'll find out more with Bailey coming up. Going to be pretty excited to hear what she says. And right here on Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.